Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Welcome back to the second part of English for You's article about glory hounds, which is an Animal Planet show about dogs that are used to help soldiers in Afghanistan.
Right, now yesterday we learned about how dogs have very sensitive noses and how that helps them find hidden bombs and enemies.
That's right. And we mentioned that the soldiers and the dogs have to form some special connections in order to be successful.
Now we'll be looking at that in more detail today, as in the second part of the lesson, we meet some of the dogs and their handlers.
Yeah, we'll hear about some of their individual stories. We should warn you though, that they don't all have a happy ending. As we said yesterday, the show Glory Hounds is both heartwarming and horrifying.
True.
So, fair warning.
Right, now that we've warned you what to expect, let's take a look at today's article.
Okay.
Reading.
Glory Hounds.
The first handler introduced on Glory Hounds is Kent Farrell, along with his bomb-sniffing dog, Zora. When Farrell's unit goes out on a mission, he and his pooch...are the first to enter a building. Although the assignment is risky, the mission goes smoothly. Sadly, Zora is killed later by an enemy grenade blast. Farrell mourns his fallen friend, but is proud of his dog's heroic service. Elsewhere, Durwood Shaw and his dog Falco...are sent to search around their base for IEDs. When Falco smells something suspicious, he sits just as he had been trained. The Marines are then able to detonate the explosive from a safe distance. Falco's actions have probably saved someone's life this day. All the handlers say...that the relationship with their MWD is extremely important. It can mean the difference between life and death. Farrell, Shaw, and the other Marines on Glory Hounds confess how deeply they care for the animals. Their stories leave no doubt that dogs are man's best friends.Especially in a time of war.
The second day of the article talks about what happens in the show Glory Hounds. And we get to meet some of the soldiers and their dogs. It begins. The first handler introduced on Glory Hounds is Kent Farrell, along with his bomb-sniffing dog, Zora.
Oh, that's cute. Bomb sniffing, huh? Okay, along with, okay, 其实这就是有和什么一起的意思。For example, I could say, all my cousins were at the party along with my aunts and uncles. Okay, now bomb sniffing, 我们之前就有提到啦，就是这些狗狗他们会嗅出什么呢？就是炸弹嘛。所以其实我们就用这个 bomb 在一杠 sniffing 的这个形容词来表示可以嗅出炸弹的这些狗狗哦。Now next we find out what happens to them. The article says, when Farrell's unit goes out on a mission, he and his...How do you say this word?
It's like pooch.
Are the first to enter a building. So pooch is just an informal word for a dog. Okay, so pooch 呢其实就是一个比较不正式的这个用语其实就是还代表狗狗的意思啦。
So remember, this happens in Afghanistan, so the mission is probably dangerous. As the article says, although the assignment is risky,The mission goes smoothly. Okay. If something is risky, R-I-S-K-Y, risky, then there are a lot of risks associated with it. This means that it's dangerous or it might not be successful. So crossing the road is risky, if you're not careful, and taking a test without studying is risky, unless you're really smart, because you'll risk failing.
Right, okay, risky. 其实就是指这个危险的啊，或者是大胆的冒险的意思哦，它是个形容词。那比方呢，像是如果某一个人他计划觉得太危险了，你可能会说，her plan is too risky. Wow, I like this phrase. It says, love is a risky business. That's cute. That just means love involves the possibility of being hurt.
Heartbreak.
Okay, now back to the reading. Okay, unfortunately,Maybe this mission is too risky. Mm. The article says, sadly, Zora is killed later by an enemy grenade blast.
Yeah, that is very sad. Mm. So a grenade is a small bomb you throw yourself. The one where you pull out the pin. Looks a bit like a pineapple.
Yeah, we actually see that a lot in movies.
Yeah, very
okay.
common in movies.
Grenade 其实就是手榴弹这样的意思啦。Now the article goes on to say...Pharaoh mourns his fallen friend, but is proud of his dog's heroic service.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got a couple of words to look at here. The first is mourn, M-O-U-R-N, mourn. If you mourn something, you feel and show sadness because something is gone, often because someone has died. So we could say, at Grandpa Joe's funeral, the family mourned his passing.
Right, mourn 的拼法是 M-O-U-R-N,、mm-hmm. 它是个动词就有着哀痛啦、啊、或者是哀悼这样子的意思哦。所以像是有人他过世的时候呢可能你就会常常用到这个比较伤心的字啦 mourn. For example, when Michael Jackson died,、mm-hmm. his fans all over the world mourned. Okay, there's this、mm-hmm. other word called grieved, G-R-I-E-V-E,、mm-hmm. which pretty much mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could also say thousands mourned for him.、
Mm.
Okay, now there's also another lady, the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher.、
Mm-hmm.
She was mourned by everyone who knew her.、
Not true.
Okay.
Some, a lot of people were happy, but
really, that's not very nice to talk about.
It's true, though. It will be, if you read up, you'll
know
why. Somebody
who's already passed away. Okay.
Sorry, but it's true.
Now,、
yeah.
we also saw the other word fallen, okay?、Mm-hmm. That just means somebody who's dead, who、
yep.
passed away. Okay.Fallen 这个字还有死去的这样子的意思哦。Now, so the other word to explain is heroic. The、
yeah.
dog did heroic service.
That's right.、Mm. The word heroic, H-E-R-O-I-C, heroic, means someone or something that is like a hero. If a person is heroic, then they have acted like、
Yay.
A hero.And if an action, or in this case, a service is heroic, it's something only a hero could have done.
Nice.
So we could say the fireman was、uh-huh. congratulated for his heroic actions.
Wow, nice.、Mm. So heroic 就是英雄的英勇的这样子的意思哦。Okay, we could also talk about women, for example, not、
mm-hmm.
only guys are heroic.
Yeah, true,
it was、
true.
Heroic of those women to fight for the right to vote.
Yes,、
this、
for sure.、
Like、back in the early days. Okay, now back to the article. The dog did heroic service.、
Mm.
That means the poor dog must have done something very brave.
Yep, and like we said yesterday, all the dogs are honored for their service. The article then goes on to talk about another dog.It says, elsewhere, Durwood Shaw and his dog Falco are sent to search around their base for IEDs.
Hmm. Now, if you remember yesterday's lesson, we mentioned about this. IED stands for Improvised Explosive Device,、
mm-hmm.
which is basically a bomb that someone makes by themselves out of ordinary
yes,
things.
Yes, sharp things, explosive
yeah,
things.
Yeah, bottles.
So we also saw the word elsewhere, so、mm. E-L-S-E-W-H-E-R-E, elsewhere. Elsewhere is an adverb that means in or to another place. So you could say, oh, this restaurant is too crowded.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's go elsewhere.、
Hey.
So in the article, we're just talking about a different part of Afghanistan.
Right, now elsewhere, 它是个副词哦，就是在别处，或者是我们要到别处这样的意思哦。For example, I could say the angry customer said he would take his business elsewhere. Okay, now let's find out what happens to Durwood Shaw and Falco.、
Mm-hmm.
When Falco smells something suspicious, he sits just as he had been trained.、
Mm.
That means they taught him to、mm-hmm. sit down as soon as he thinks,something's wrong.
Yeah, something's wrong or something is suspicious. That's S-U-S, P-I-C-I-O-U-S, suspicious. Mm-hmm. If something is suspicious, then that means you think or suspect something is wrong or unusual. So if someone's words or actions are suspicious, maybe they're lying to you or trying to hide something.
Right.
So you could say, the fact that the two students have exactly the same answers on the test is suspicious.
Yes, it probably means that they cheated and copied each other's answers.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Okay, suspicious 就是可疑的，那 suspect 则是它的动词 ，that's a verb，、
mm-hmm. yep.
就是怀疑这样的意思。So you could talk about a suspicious behavior, for、
yeah.
example. Okay, or sometimes you could talking about this feeling you're showing suspicion.、
Mm.
So for example.、
He's-
Yeah, the、mm. police, they're suspicious about her death.
Yeah.、
Mm. They're not quite sure what happened. Okay, so let's continue reading and see what happens next in the article.
Yeah, we're talking about Falco and his、
right.
handler.
It says, the Marines are then able to detonate the explosive from a safe distance.
Yeah, detonate、mm-hmm. just means make something blow up、Ooh. Or go boom.
Right, detonate 其实就是也是爆炸或者是触发这样的意思。
Yeah, so the soldiers make the bomb blow up with no one around, so no one gets hurt. Falco did a good job.
Yeah, as the article says, Falco's actions have probably saved someone's life this day. Good dog.
Good dog. As we mentioned yesterday, the dogs and the soldiers have to develop connections, and the article has more details on this.All the handlers say that the relationship with their MWD, that's military、mm-hmm. working dog, is extremely important. It can mean the difference between life and death.
Ooh, okay. So, 这个攸关生死呢就是我们可以用 it can mean the difference between life and death.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now back to the article. Farrell, Shaw, and the other Marines on Glory Hounds confess.How deeply they care for the animals.
Yeah, to confess, C-O-N-F-E-S-S, confess means to admit something or to tell someone what you really feel or believe. We sometimes say that a criminal, for example, will confess to a crime.But you could also confess to your sweetheart、
Ooh.
How much you care about them. Like Jake confessed his love to Natalie.
Ooh,、
yeah.
okay, confess. 通常呢有着就是可能承认你很后悔这样的意思或是一个你做错的事情哦。Okay, or sometimes 他只是有这种坦白 just telling the truth to admit
yep,
something.
Confess
okay,
the truth.
For example, he confessed that he got lost、
oh.
and had to ask for directions. Now, what is it with guys asking for directions? You know, they're always, you know...
We know where we are. We just don't know where everything
right.
else is.
Right. Okay, now, sometimes when I say, oh, I must confess, that's like I'm a little embarrassed to、
yeah.
probably...say that
yeah, it's hard to
I'm not
confess.
Very good with, say, computers.
Yeah, it's not easy to confess something. It takes some effort maybe to show someone what、
right.
you really feel.
And we also mentioned confess 有告白的意思啊 For example, he never confessed his love for her.
Oh.
Okay, now back to the reading. It's so sweet that these big tough soldiers care about their dogs.
Yeah, these are touching stories.、
Mm.
As the article says...Their stories leave no doubt that dogs are man's best friends, especially in times of war. So if something leaves no doubt, it means that you just have to believe it. You're 100% sure.
Right.
No doubt is left. So we could say the test results left no doubt that Julie is the smartest student in the class.
Wow, 所以其实呢 no doubt 本身就有这个毫无疑问很确定的所以呢就是表示你很确信什么事情哦、
mm-hmm.
那 be careful, the B is silent in the word doubt.
Yeah,
okay,
doubt.
So you don't say
no,
doubt, you say doubt.
Doubt.
Now, leave something with no doubt is also today's shortcut for you,、
yep.
so we'll take a look at the video.
Shortcut for you.
This is it.
Yep.
The big dance competition.
I know. I'm so nervous.
Don't worry. let's leave no doubt in the judges' minds that we're the best dancers.
Why do you want to leave doubt? That doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, sorry. To leave no doubt means to make something very clear.
Gotcha. To leave no doubt means 确认毫无疑问。
Exactly. So leave no doubt in your mind that we'll win the contest.
I agree. But let me leave no doubt about something else.
What's that?
I'm still really nervous.
Okay, that clip should have left no doubt that you understand how to use that phrase.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's also the end of today's article, so I guess we'll move on to our For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's chat question is, Pat, are you ready?
I am.
What animals can be helpful to humans? How do we use them?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about horses because, like dogs, horses have been used by people for a long time as companions and as animals to use in war. So we saw how the dogs are used to find bombs, you know, find enemies. Horses, of course, we would ride on them. And, for a long, long time, men on horses were like the number one fighting thing in the world.
Wow.
Until people got guns and they weren't so useful anymore.
Wow.
So, a knight, which was what we used to call a nobleman who rode a horse, he would develop a very strong friendship with his horse, you know, because the horse would have to react to what he wanted it to do. So that kind of thing. It's the same with the Marines in the show and their dogs. They have to trust each other. They have to work together. The same was true about men and their horses, especially when they went into war.
Actually, that reminds, your answer actually reminds me of the fact that probably horses are, it applies to all around the world because they were also used as, like, you know, in battles, like in the ancient times of China. Yeah. And also I think of cows.
Yeah, cows.
Yeah, because farmers, they actually need cows.
Yeah, do a lot of, do not just for eating, but to do a lot of the work.
Not just for eating. Yeah, this is kind of like sad when I think of the word helpful. Yeah, I'm not really sure if that also applies to Chinese medicine when they actually eat or use some parts of animals for Chinese medicine. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, I've heard a few stories.
Yeah, okay, like they actually do some crazy stuff.
But of course, yeah, a cow or a horse or another animal like that would work on the farm. You know, they pull heavy things, help the guy. So, you know, you wouldn't just eat these animals. They became your friends on the farm.
I am going to tell you, I'm going to actually ask you if you know about this. You don't necessarily have to harm this animal to actually you know, get the benefits from the Chinese medicine. Did you know that the swallows, like a bird, swallows saliva?
I know.
You think this sounds really gross. But actually, women, they would actually cook these and drink them, and it says it's really good for beauty. And it's really helpful for the skin.
So you must have had a lot of swallow saliva
actually,
in your time.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So that is all we've got time for today.
Right.
I hope you enjoyed that. Laura's, she just confessed something.
Right.
Is one of our words from today. So thanks for watching, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Glory Hounds.
The first handler introduced on Glory Hounds is Kent Farrell, along with his bomb-sniffing dog, Zora. When Farrell's unit goes out on a mission, he and his pooch are the first to enter a building. Although the assignment is risky, the mission goes smoothly. Sadly, Zora is killed later by an enemy grenade blast. Farrell mourns his fallen friend, but is proud of his dog's heroic service. Elsewhere, Durwood Shaw and his dog Falco are sent to search around their base for IEDs. When Falco smells something suspicious, he sits just as he had been trained. The Marines are then able to detonate the explosive from a safe distance. Falco's actions have probably saved someone's life this day. All the handlers say that the relationship with their MWD is extremely important. It can mean the difference between life and death. Farrell, Shaw, and the other Marines on Glory Hounds confess how deeply they care for the animals. Their stories leave no doubt that dogs are man's best friends, especially in a time of war.
Vocabulary Review.
Risky. Petting strange dogs is risky because they may bite you. Mourn. The family wore black to mourn the death of their grandfather. Heroic. The heroic firefighters rescued people from a burning building. Elsewhere. Food is expensive in the capital city, but it is cheap elsewhere in the country. Suspicious. The man looked suspicious because he was wearing a mask and a helmet at the bank. Confess. The man confessed to police that he had stolen a car.